And now to the builder inductee, the late Arthur Vernon McCann. He was nominated by golf architect Jeff Mingay and golf journalist Robert Thompson, and we thank them. AV, or Mac to his friends, was born in Ireland in the late 1800s and died in Victoria in 1964. With a law degree from Trinity, but wanting a change of scenery and career, he uprooted his family and moved to Victoria in 1912. McCann was a good amateur player, winning some BC and Pacific Northwest titles. His legacy to the Northwest is he designed or renovated from 1913 to his death in 1964 more golf courses than any other Northwest architect. We all know the courses: Shaughnessy, University Park, Columbia, Edgewater, Marine Drive, Royal Callwood, Richmond, and he renovated Capilano, Peace Portal, Vancouver, and his own club, Victoria. The list goes on and on. He invented the herringbone drainage system, which eliminated the accumulation of water around, on, and under putting surfaces. Arthur McCann also served Canada in the military, namely at Vimy Ridge. He lost his lower left leg at the Battle of Vimy Ridge. This is a great story of a Renaissance man. It is a story that will now be preserved in Canadian golf history. On behalf of the Board of Directors of Golf Canada, the Selection Committee, and Canadian Golf Hall of Fame members, we salute A.V. McCann as the 81st inductee into the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame. To accept this honor on behalf of the McCann family, his grandson Matthew McCann is joining us from England, and we appreciate you taking this time for the celebration of your grandfather. Welcome, Matthew.
Good morning. It's sort of early evening here in the UK, but I very much want to thank you, Sandra, for organizing this call today. And firstly, I just want to congratulate Gail on being inducted. And I have to say that her speech was very emotional. As I will attempt to avoid mine being emotional. I'd also like to thank the Board of Directors of Golf Canada and the Committee of the Canadian Hall of Fame for this wonderful and generous offer to my grandfather. We are, as a family, absolutely delighted to and honoured that this is bestowed upon him. And I feel that this is very much a reflection of the quality of Mac and his vision and his tenacity, that his designs seem to endure through history. I mean, it's 135 years since he was born. And I would guess that golf courses and the technology in golf has dramatically changed in that period of time. But 100 years since Royal Callwood, he designed with a pencil and a piece of paper. It seems to me quite extraordinary. And then when I look at it, Gail, Mac died the year you were born. So this is an extraordinary reflection of his qualities as both as a person and his designs. And for our family, it's a double celebration because, as you mentioned, Sandra, we visited the celebrations and commemorations at Vimy Ridge this last year, the 100th year of that extraordinary action on the Western Front, where unfortunately this budding, I say budding because he was in his 30s at that point, so quite an elderly lieutenant in the Canadian Expeditionary Force, where he unfortunately lost his foot to a shell landing near him, and that was the end of his war. Probably shortened his playing career, albeit he'd already decided that he wanted to design golf courses, so that he naturally slipped into golf course design when he returned from the First World War via Ireland, where he recovered, back to British Columbia and Victoria, where he spent the rest of his life. And his I never met him. I have read books about him and have read countless articles about him. And he seemed an extraordinary character, somebody who would not compromise on his designs, and to the point where even if people wanted to change something that he designed, I think on one of the courses, one of the more famous ones, they wanted to wait till he had died before doing anything about it, because he'd be as mad as hell if they were contemplating changes. So, but it seems that his designs are enduring, and Gail, thank you very much for your very kind comments about his courses and his design. You know, I think it's fantastic. I hope that other people can continue to appreciate and enjoy his courses in another 100 years' time. Who knows? But I think this is a wonderful celebration for him, and I would thank you again for all your support for Mac and for inducting him into the Hall of Fame. It's absolutely wonderful.